You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, refute. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass unto Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. So here we have Apollos, who was mighty in the scriptures. Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife team, came along and gave him more accurately, extending what he already knew, giving him more insight. And so he took what was given because he was already speaking accurately with boldness. He was already coming with power. And he came and he spoke to the Jews, and he did it publicly. And when he came publicly, convincing them of the truth, he came publicly. This convinced means refute. And refute is to prove wrong by evidence. So to prove that something is false by supporting evidence. This is not based on opinion. This is based on facts. So Apollos came with the facts. Apollos came with the scriptures. And he did this publicly, showing the Jews what you're saying and what you're thinking and where you're coming from. Your perception, your point of view is off. That is incorrect. And he did it in a way he was bold with it. He came with power. To let it be known, he gave them the scriptures to support what it is he was speaking on. So when it comes to refute, that is nothing based on opinion that has to do with here is something that is an error. Here is something that is incorrect. Here is something that is false. And here is the evidence to support the proof that this is wrong. The proof that this is false. The proof that this is inaccurate. And here's my moment of transparency. The Lord placed this word in my spirit. And as I begin to ponder on it and look up the word and get more understanding, research it, I knew it was the Lord because I'm like, Lord, refute. I'd never heard of this word before. Then I was led to this scripture and I was like, wow, Lord. A lot of times we can misidentify what it is God is having us to do. Calling something a rebuke when really it's a refute. But this defines it. For those that speak truth based on facts, for those that have the evidence to support what is being presented, for those that come forth that may have been challenged in some areas, but doing it boldly, doing it with the power of God is working through you, and understanding that refute is not opinion. Refute is taking the supporting evidence and proving that whatever is being presented is false. Whatever is being presented is an error. Whatever is being presented is wrong. And just as Apollos, he was doing what he was doing, but he was up to the point, limited in what he spoke on was all he knew, which was only the baptism of John. And then Priscilla and Aquila comes along, this husband and wife team, and they give him more accurate information and more accurate details. So he's already walking in power. He's already walking boldly. He's already speaking these things that he knew of boldly, believing what he's speaking, believing and sharing and having supporting evidence. So then here comes the Jews, and he's giving it to the Jews publicly. So as he's giving this to the Jews publicly, there are other ears listening. There are others that are present. So now all the truth that needs to go out and needs to go forth is coming forth through Apollos, giving the scriptures to support what he's speaking on. When you have the facts, when you have his word to support what it is you're speaking on, not opinion, but his word supporting what you're speaking on, you can speak boldly. You can speak with clarity. You can speak it flat-footed, knowing that what's coming out of your mouth is his truth.
So I encourage you, if you find yourself at times in positions where you yourself may have to refute, you may have to bring forth the evidence that's necessary to support the facts you're speaking on, the evidence that's necessary to support that whatever's being presented is false, the evidence to support that what is being shown in that moment is wrong, is incorrect, inaccurate, and what you're bringing forth to support what you're saying are the facts, because it's not based on opinion. So I encourage you, just as Apollos publicly brought forth the truth and let the Jews know, showing by scripture, that Jesus is the Christ, may you find yourself boldly speaking the truth and using the scriptures to support the truth that is coming forth, to support the refute that is needed in that moment, that is needed in that particular situation. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that have found themselves in a position, Lord, of having to bring forth the facts, having to have the supporting information to bring correction, to bring forth the truth that is needed in a particular situation, Lord, I ask you that you continue to give them the righteous boldness that is needed, that as they stand flat-footed to speak what it is you would have them to speak, knowing that your word is truth and trusting you along the way, that they will not have fear, but they will have righteous boldness. For you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.